Writing section. Now listen to a professor's response to the reading passage.
Now, in this course, we've focused on the need for judging unusual claims with strong empirical evidence. I want you to take a fresh look at the claims here. Many people will accept dowsing without question, just assuming that somehow underground water does or can be detected because it gives off invisible frequencies. Can we accept this? On the face of it, this is an unusual claim, since it seems to go against the laws of physics. Now, I've said before, and I'll repeat it here, extraordinary claims require extraordinary evidence. But first of all, these forces, or whatever, that are supposed to be given off by objects are unknown to science. Attempts made with very sensitive instruments have not been able to detect them. Think about it. We have instruments that can detect weak radio signals from distant objects in space, but we can't detect signals from a nearby material that is claimed to exert a strong pull on dowsing tools. Furthermore, there have been numerous attempts to test what we might call the dowsing hypothesis, to test whether under strict scientific conditions it still works. It's been found that when the experiment is, when all the variables are controlled, that dowsing doesn't work. The results it gives are no better than random luck. In other words, if you dig for water anywhere at all, you would have a chance of finding it. The same kind of chance that a dowser would have. So, under strict conditions, dowsers have about the same chance as anyone with a hunch. Now, when experiments have been performed without strict conditions attached, it seems that dowsing can be successful. I'd like you to think about this and come with your own ideas tomorrow on how this could be possible.
Summarize the points made in the lecture you just heard, explaining how they cast doubt on the points made in the reading. This is the end of the audio program. Thank you for listening.